I'm just talking about all the great quarterbacks you guys play week in and week out, and now you got Breeze, who may be better than anyone right now.
Yeah, I mean, he's consistent, man. You know, he makes everybody around him better. He's an all-time great in my eyes. A lot of people don't give him enough credit, I believe, you know, but when you've done what he's done and won a Super Bowl in this league, man, sometimes you can't even explain it. You know, with the Saints, you can't judge him by the record. You got to watch the film, man. When you look at Drew Brees, man, their offense, they can do it all. So,
and you knew it was a matter of time before they started clicking. Unfortunately, they seem to be clicking as they get ready to play you guys.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's the NFL. You know, not every team's going to be down for long, especially when you have a great guy like him. You know, he gets, you know, he's their bread and butter. You know, he's their franchise. He's their best player. And they do a great job over there, man. So it's going to be a tough game this week. We're going to have to really come with it.
What is it about him when you look that makes him that good? He's been able to put up those kind of ridiculous stats for so many years.
I mean, he's his decision making. You know, he makes great decisions. His throwing ability, he's very mobile. I mean, and also he has no weaknesses. He can do it all, you know. I don't think he's a runner. That's probably his only weakness. But when it comes to throwing that ball and making it off his click, he's as good as it gets.
How about the guys he's throwing to? You got Moore, you got Colston. What are you seeing from these guys?
Man, those guys make big plays. They're very consistent. They don't drop many balls. They run good routes. And they make plays. And it's a reason why they're, what, number two offense in the league, number one? So, I mean, they are who they are on film. They make plays.
You guys ready to put together two straight wins? About time?
Yeah, it's about time. You know, it's not going to be easy, you know, because they did it these past 2 weeks. So, we're looking forward to it. You know, all we got to do is just do our thing and play Bronco football.
Taylor Tape in this game may be stopping them on third down. How do you stop a Drew Brees that offense on third down?
Well, you got to contest all throws, you know, and just play fundamental sound football. You know, this is one of those teams where you're not going to just go in and shut them down. They're going to get their plays. But if we eliminate, you know, most of them, then we'd be fine. But they're as good as it gets on third down with the number one. And, you know, all we got to do is just challenge all throws, man, and just play hard and let the chips fall where they may.
Can you talk about maybe trying to understand the adversity they've gone through? Could you imagine not having your head coach here, having an interim coach come back this week? Is that even fathomable to you, kind of what they've been through and what they've had to go through this season?
Yeah, I mean, I know it's tough, especially a guy like Sean Payton. He's an unbelievable coach. But, you know, they're doing fine. You know, I'm quite sure when he comes back next year, I mean, they're going to be way better. But they are good. They are a good team. And you can't judge them by their record or what they've been through, because when it comes to this Sunday, they're going to come with it, with Sean Payton or not. You know, it's still football. They still have the great quarterback. They have ballers on defense, ballers on offense, very solid O-line. So, I mean, you know, expect them to try to do some big things this week, man. They're a good team.